The hour of recess having expired, the Missouri Senate is back in session. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the Senator from Stone for a privilege motion on Conference Committee Report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160?
Senator from Stone, you are recognized for a privilege motion on Conference Committee Report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee Report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Stone. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Stone.
Thank you, Mr. President. This particular conference committee report, which I'm asking to be adopted today, is the result of conversations that we have had with multiple individuals regarding this piece of legislation, every provision that is remaining in this report is something that has been voted and passed on the House floor and the Senate floor. We have the underlying bill, which is my public institutions of higher learning, freedom of association legislation that includes language that I worked with a couple of the senators from the other side of the aisle on. We also have some things that were added in the House. The Crown Act is on this. Language regarding the reference of degrees, Missouri State compromise language is on that. We also have the Senator from Saline's anti-hazing legislation. I'm trying to think. I think I've hit all the highlights there, Mr. President, but I'm happy to take questions if there are any.
The Senator from Stone has moved for the adoption of the Conference Committee Report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Boone.
President, can I inquire the Senator from Stone?
Senator from Stone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Please proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to take a second, and I was on the Conference Committee for this, and I was on the Conference Committee because I was sort of involved in the original underlying bill.
Yes.
That came up back in February, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so I just want to, first off, let folks on my side of the aisle know that that we've reviewed everything in the Conference Committee report and we're very comfortable with it. And we think that it should be adopted and that the bill should pass. If there's an example of hardcore legislating, I think it would be this bill in terms of the way that you brought the original bill to the floor, compromised on the original bill to get it off the floor, got a lot of amendments added, kept the ones that you could, compromised, took the ones off that wouldn't. And I think that you put together a lot of good stuff. I sincerely hope you're happy with the final product, because I know you worked. I mean, I know you had the version in the House for years before that, so I know you worked really, really hard to get to this point. There was a lot of deft legislating to make this process work. So it's been sincerely a joy to watch that entire process, to play a small role in it. I know the underlying bill is something you've been working on for years. So I would encourage the body to adopt the Conference Committee report. To pass the bill, and I hope it gets done on the other side of the building, and I hope you're feel a sense of accomplishment in getting this done.
So, well, thank you, Senator. I appreciate those kind words, and you're right. This is an issue that I've been working on for years. I appreciate your input on this and working with us, and there are a number of folks that I've worked with on this, and I'm grateful to each and every one of them. I think we've got a product here that, as I said in my explanation, these provisions have passed both the House and the Senate. We've definitely got a path here, I see. Thank you for your help on this, and let's get it done.
Absolutely. Thanks, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Conference Committee report offered by the Senator from Stone? Senator from Lawrence.
May I speak on the motion?
Please proceed, Senator.
I guess this, I should say, Chapter 23. Did I say Chapter 23 again?
You're a man of your word.
Now, may I inquire the Senator from Stone for a minute?
Senator from Stone, do you yield the inquiry of your colleague from Lawrence?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I was tempted, Senator.
I appreciate you, Senator. You like to gig me a little bit every chance you get, don't you?
Yeah. I don't really like how the bill turned out. But I told you I wouldn't filibuster it. And there were considerable things pulled out of it when we spoke. I can't remember when that was now. I guess it was earlier this week. It seems like it was a decade ago right now. But the provisions in the bill as it stands, I think I remember not just this year, but in years past, voting against in committee. Probably voted against it here on the floor too. And I just don't think it's necessary to put into law. But because I told you that I wouldn't filibuster, I won't. And I think the portions in here that have to do with the universities is important, and that needs to stay in there. And I know you worked, you came to me several times, and I was probably more hesitant than I probably should have been. But I'm going to keep my word and not stand out too much longer. But I am going to vote against it because I just don't agree with every provision.
I understand that, Senator, and I appreciate that. I know you to be a man of your word, and appreciate your appreciate the conversations that we've had on this, and the opportunity to work with you to narrow this down as much as possible. I'm sure you'll agree it's certainly not the Christmas tree that we got from the House.
Yeah.
I thank you for working with me and helping make that happen, and yeah. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you again for. Getting my input, and appreciate the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the conference committee report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160, offered by the senator from Stone County? Senator from the 9th.
To inquire of the senator from Stone County.
Senator Stone, you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Hi, Senator.
Hello.
I just want to say thank you for working with me on both your original bill with respect to associations on campuses, and to make sure that we protect those and we're not allowing associations intended to do danger. But the most important thing is I really appreciate you working with me to make sure that we put the Crown Act on here, to make sure that we're protecting our most vulnerable students and that they are not treated unfairly or discriminated against simply by the hair that grows out of their head. And also, what is the other one we put on here? And the hazing. The senator from Green's underlying bill.
Senator from Saline, I believe, has that one.
That was his bill?
I believe so, yes.
I'm sorry. I never, ever, ever try to ignore the senator from Saline. Ever. No, he cannot.
I wouldn't recommend trying to ignore the senator from Saline.
Huh?
I wouldn't recommend trying to ignore the senator from Saline.
He's just a boy from Blackburn, but I love him.
We all do, Senator. We all do.
So, and also appreciate the work that we were able to do collectively on that to make sure that not everybody who is in the pledge process is charged, because there are some people who are under duress and makes it see some things that they wish they didn't see. So overall, I would definitely ask the body to please vote for this conference report, as it's been worked on by several people, both sides of the aisle and both sides of the rotunda, and it's good legislation now.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. It's been an honor working with you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the conference committee report offered by the senator from Stone County? Hearing none. Senator from Stone, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from Stone County has renewed his motion for the adoption of conference committee report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160. This is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill and call the roll?
Senators Bean. Beck. Burnsketter. Black. Bratton. Brown 16. Brown 26. Berger. Carter. Sirpoy. Coleman. Crawford. Fitzwater. Gregory 15. Gregory 21. Henderson. Huff.
Aye.
Hudson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Lukemeyer. May. McCreary. Moon. Mosley. Nicola.
No.
Nirenberg. O'Loughlin. Roberts.
Aye.
Schnelting.
Aye.
Schroer.
No.
Trent. Washington.
No.
Weber.
Aye.
Williams.
Senator from the 13th.
Vote to a no, please.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 24th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Phelps. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 2nd. As a no, Senator. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 15th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 8th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the Bill Carrion District of Dallas. That shall be changed. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 27th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cass. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 4th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 9th. As a no. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 14th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 20th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th. As a no, Senator. Senator from the 13th. Okay, thank you, Senator. Senator from the 11th. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 13th for the third time. Thank you. Gentle reminder from the chair, your mics are off during a roll call. By a vote of 31 aye and 2 no, you have adopted the conference committee report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160. Senator from Stone, you are recognized for the third reading and final passage motion of this conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that conference committee substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion offered by the senator from Stone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on the third reading and final passage motion on the conference committee report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160? Hearing none. Senator from Stone, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Stone County has renewed his motion for the third reading and final passage of conference committee report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160. This is a roll call vote. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill and call the roll?
Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Bill number 160, an act relating to educational institutions with penalty provisions. Senators Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Carter,
aye.
Searpoy,
aye.
Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon. Mosley. Nicola. Nirenberg. O'Loughlin. Roberts.
Aye.
Schnelting.
Aye.
Schroer.
Aye.
Trent.
Aye.
Washington.
Aye.
Weber.
Aye.
Williams.
Aye. Senator from the 13th, Senator from the 13th, we'd like to record your vote on the third reading and final passage of the motion. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 11th. Thank you, Senator. By a vote of 32 aye and one no, you have third read and finally passed Conference Committee report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 160. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be announcements. Senator from Cole.
The Conference Committee for House Committee Substitute for Senate, Substitute for Senate Bill 7 will meet tomorrow at 9:45 in the Senate Lounge.
Senator from Newton, you are recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a conference committee meeting tomorrow for Senate Bill 60 tomorrow morning at 9:30 in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Platt. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.